Nolte, BBC Babies Require Trauma Counseling Over Israel Coverage Criticism. By John Nolte on October 22, 2023. The anti-Semitic babies at the Jew-hating BBC have been offered trauma counseling for the criticism the Jew-haters have received for hating Jews. Good grief. How much candy does your ass have to be made of to require trauma counseling for mean tweets? The BBC has offered extra support to its staff of babies who are facing abuse and attacks and finding their mental health suffering over the corporation's coverage of the Israel-Gaza conflict, the far-left Guardian reported. An email from BBC News and Current Affairs Chief Operating Officer Sam Taylor to his staff of Jew-hating babies read in part. Sadly, the current situation has meant that some people are experiencing abuse, either online or in person, Taylor said. He also noted the trauma caused by viewing specific images, working closely with distressed individuals, or undertaking assignments on the ground. One BBC staffer told The Guardian that it is proving really stressful facing the additional rage at the BBC's coverage, as it's stressful enough reporting on the conflict, because it's appalling. Yeah, I'm all broken up over your crybaby trauma. Like most of the corporate media, the Israel-hating BBC spread what it knew was a lie about Israel bombing a hospital in Gaza, killing 500. The BBC had to have known the terrorists in Hamas were lying about the hospital attack. They are terrorists, after all, Hamas, I mean, although I can understand your confusion. But the BBC went ahead and spread the lie anyway. Oh, and the BBC refuses to accurately describe Hamas as terrorists. Instead, these monsters, this time, I do mean the BBC, are describing Hamas terrorists as militants. How many babies must be decapitated before the BBC calls the decapitators terrorists? How many innocent women must be raped before the BBC describes the rapists as terrorists? How many innocent people must be murdered in cold blood before the BBC describes the cold-blooded murderers as terrorists? How many massacres, kidnappings, corpse desecrations? So, yeah, the BBC is receiving all kinds of criticism. And now the little BBC needs some trauma counseling. I'm sure they find it most traumatic that a pro-Palestinian protest group sprayed the BBC's London headquarters with red paint because those Hamas huggers say the BBC has blood on its hands for not hating Israel enough or something. This whole idea of trauma counseling is, of course, naked narcissism, a way to make the horror of October 7th all about the BBC and its terrible struggle. And if it's not narcissism, it's worse because what you have here are people in jobs they have no business doing. If these weak, little Nancy boys and girls are indeed traumatized, maybe they need to work at a pillow factory. Good grief, one look at my Twitter mentions and they would probably die from their skull splitting in two. Unless you're a soldier or some such thing, or a victim of some terrible crime or accident. All this modern-day talk about mental health and trauma is nothing more than a way to disguise sissies, crybabies, and those who refuse to pull their load as victims. Man up. Oops, we're not supposed to say that anymore. Gee, I sure hope my little microaggression didn't increase some daffodil's trauma. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.